From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with a major advance in preventing the spread of the AIDS virus. Gay men who take an antiviral pill every day can sharply reduce their chances of getting HIV, even when they don't always practice safe sex. That's according to a new study released this morning by the New England Journal of Medicine.
It's the first time anyone has shown that a pill can prevent HIV infection in gay and bisexual men. Government officials plan to study the pill in heterosexual men and women, too, and in people who inject illicit drugs. But even before those results are known, today's findings are sure to set off a debate about how the pill is used and who will pay for it. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Researchers gave a drug called Truvada to gay men who were at high risk of getting HIV. The drug is widely used to treat people who are already infected. Among 2,500 study participants in a half dozen countries, half got Truvada, half got a placebo. Among men who took the pills at least 90% of the time, Truvada cut their risk of getting HIV by 73%. Dr. Robert Grant of the University of California at San Francisco led the study.
This is an important advance because it can help protect gay and bisexual men from acquiring HIV, and it's particularly effective in those who use it consistently.
And even in those who didn't use the drug consistently, it reduced HIV infections by 44%. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says the government decided to try the new approach because preaching safer sex just isn't stopping the spread of HIV. Every year, nearly 57,000 Americans get infected, and more than half are gay and bisexual men.
We have had frustrations all along in getting people to use condoms, getting people to reduce their number of sexual partners. We would have liked that those things worked.
So now AIDS experts have something new.
What we have is a biologic success with a huge behavioral challenge.
That's Mitchell Warren of AVAC, a group that advocates for better HIV prevention. One big challenge is getting people to take a daily pill when they're not feeling sick. So researchers want to find out if the drug will work if you only take it before and after sex. One fear is that a prevention pill will lull people into thinking they don't have to use condoms, or they'll be less cautious about the number of sex partners they have.
It is safe to say that there will be some people who say somehow this pill gives license for certain behaviors that dare not speak their name. I don't think that's the case at all. There's nothing yet to indicate that this pill is radically unleashing people.
In fact, the study found men increased their use of condoms and decreased their number of sex partners, partly because everyone got safe sex counseling. But the biggest obstacle to the prevention pill is sure to be its cost, more than $35 a pill, or around $13,000 a year. In the developing world, it can cost as little as 40 cents a pill. Advocates hope the price can come down if the demand is high enough, and that insurance companies will pay for it just as they pay for pills to prevent heart disease. Scott David Owens is a 52-year-old gay man in Boston who's HIV negative. He participated in the new study. When a nurse called him this morning with the news of the study, he says he got pretty emotional.
I just think of the people that I've lost and realize how more important this is that people have this drug available to them because it's going to save a lot of lives all over the world.
Owen says he tries to be careful, but for him and for many others, there's a need for a better way to prevent HIV infection.
Most people, I hope, practice safer sex, but even if you do use condoms, that it would just be more support to keep you free from the virus.
Scott Owen says he might be willing to pay $35 a pill, even if he had to cut back on other things, but he says he'd have to give it a lot of thought. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.